Good morning, Midtown men. God. I've got to, Yeah, I had an interesting day out in the... had an interesting day out in the real world, you know. And, yeah, God, fuck, you know. The, and I talked to some, a couple of women that were all right. One was a gnarly old bloody feminist. She just the mere mention. The mere mention of feminism's just a way for, you know, to manifest the worst aspects of a fucking female nature, you know. And she was ready to get the boxing gloves on, you know. And yeah, I talked to women who are just fucking clueless, you know. There's not sort of, well, they are, you know. Women who are just so fucking brain dead. I mean, how can you work in a place like this and not know anything about the shit that you sell, you know? And, my beautiful blue eyes, they're not blue. Get the hot water over me. Not paying for the sun and not to get under the hot water in the cold fucking bathroom. I went past this shop, you know, and it said, I don't know what the fuck, you know, some sort of nondescript business name like, you know, Golden Meadows or some fucking thing like that. And that's all it had. You know? And that was, you know, that was a well-positioned sort of sign, you know, like in the signage on the glass window. But, it was down low, sort of out of the way, and meant that you could see a lot of stuff. It had a really good view inside the shop, so that was really good. And I thought, what the fuck is this place? What's Golden Meadows? Is this like some rural wool fucking suppliers association or cooperative or some fucking thing, you know? So I went in and there was a woman running her own business. And I said, well, you know, the sign that you've got in the window, you know, it says Golden fucking Meadows or something. That's the name of the business, but it doesn't tell people going past what you actually do, you know. And she goes, oh, blah, 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 you know, candlesticks to shove up your ass or some fucking thing, you know. See, scented soaps and candles, oh wow, fuck, you know. And I said, yeah, but you know. And she goes, oh well, I've got a sandwich board that I sometimes put up out the front, you know. Except it was a really windy day. And I said, yeah, you know, because I didn't go into sort of as much detail as I'm putting here because it was on the sort of fly type thing. But the sandwich board sits down low. It only caters to passing foot traffic. And it's hidden by the cars parked on the side of the street, you know, and you're back to sort of square one. What does the fucking business do? So I put it to her that, you know, see those shops across the road there? That one says, you know, in the window it says takeaway foods, you know, burgers, fries, you know, fish and chips. And one next to it. It says real estate, you know. You know, Jay Smith real estate. And the one next to that says, you know, carpentry supply or fucking timber and hardware, you know. You know, Jay Smith's timber and hardware, you know. And I said, see the size lettering? You know, you got to have that, you got to do that sort of lettering in a large font, because once everybody here, you know, in this town has like a fucking candle from you, all the people who want to buy a candle off you or whatever, scented candle, once they've all sort of got one, then you're basically, you know, and that's a fairly slow, it's not an impossibly slow fucking turnover, but once you've got a slow sort of, once that sort of traffic is sort of catered for and established, you're going to need to rely upon the tourist traffic, and you're going to need that signage in your window so that people driving through the town can go, real estate, takeaway foods, opportunity shops, you know, Salvation Army type stuff, And they go, you know, household and decorative type thing. You need a sign to tell them what your business does, what sort of part of the market it caters for, what you're actually selling, you know. And finally she fucking got it, you know. There's no point having, you know, golden meadows, you know. What do you actually fucking sell? You know, what's your purpose? What's this business's purpose, you know? And then I went to a cafe and, you know, the woman there wasn't, you know, fucking, was basically a non-entity. And so, you know, I said, I just wanted a place to sit down, do my sort of, you know, business on the phone, and then have something to eat and, you know, all that stuff while I was there. And so she said, I said, oh, yeah, so what do you got? And she said, oh, we've got ham and cheese sandwiches, you know. I says, oh, do you get them toasted? She goes, yes, you know. And what she did is she got that ham and cheese sandwich and put it in the sort of commercial benchtop sort of double-sided toaster sort of thing, and you know, buttered each, so I put margarine probably, you know, on each side of it and put it in the toaster. And when she pulled it out and served it, it was fucking cold in the middle. And you know, she cut it in two, in triangles, you know. And I just sort of looked at her and I thought, you know, you're so fucking out of touch, you know, that when you're cutting this in two, the cheese should be sort of a bit on the runny side and it should be hot on the inside as well, you know. Or it should be hot on the inside and the cheese should be a bit fucking runny, you know. And she didn't. No attention, totally oblivious. So, you know, what I did is I gave her a short sermon, you know. I said, you know, on the way out, you know. I said, yeah, it wasn't a bad ham and cheese sandwich, but toasted ham and cheese sandwich, but the centre of it was cold, you know, and the cheese was, you know, solid cheese. You'd sort of expect it to be a little bit on the melty side from being hot, you know. And she goes, oh, no, no. I said, well, you know, this is what toasted things are about, you know. You want them hot on the outside and hot on the inside, you know. And, you know, for me, I'd go, yeah, a toasted cheese sandwich, I'd pull it in. I'd do a couple of them, you know, or two or three, you know, dial the machine in. And what I would have done is I would have turned the temperature down by about, say, 30%, and then left it in for twice as long to let that sort of heat soak through, you know, so it doesn't burn on the outside and it's hot on the inside. But she's had absolutely no fucking self-awareness of, you know, she just puts it in the fucking, you know, the sandwich toaster and presses the on button and then it's like ping, you know. This is the machine that goes ping, you know. And when I was there, I was asking about some of the stuff that they sell in the shop. And she's one of these brain-dead cunts that just has absolutely no fucking idea about any of the products that they sell. I mean, you know, she's there 6 hours a day. I don't know, she might only come in part-time, you know, like 1 day a week or 2 days a week. But she has absolutely fucking no... You know, if the owner's is away, and she's on the payroll, and you know the owner's picking a brain dead sort of cunt, you know. If the owner's picking a brain dead sort of cunt to sort of, you know, run the place while she's away for the day or whatever, it's too bad for the owner. And another fucking idiot woman fault, you know. And so you need to have you know, fucking people that they just work there, you know. It's like, I suppose the simplest. The simplest fucking example would be, you know, that you got some part-timer in a fucking tyre shop for cars, you know, and you say, do you sell car tyres? And then they go, oh, I don't know. It's that level of fucking brain-dead, like, stupidity, like a complete and utter inability to pay any attention to what's going on. And then if a customer's in there with a wad, you know, with a fucking, you know, pocket full of cash, just go, oh, I don't know, you know, and then, like, lose the sun. They go, this person's a fucking idiot, you know, I don't want to have to come back. You're there working while the fucking owner's away, you know, you should be able to run the fucking shop, not just go, oh, I don't know, you know, and, you should be able to know your products and make your sales. You know, there's fucking brochures, you know. You can get pamphlets on all the shit that they sell and you can, you know, brush up on it and learn how it's not that hard, you know. If you can plug your dildo into your cunt, why can't you plug your bloody guitar into the amplifier, you know? Well, I don't know. How do you, you know? And I ran a car. The psycho bitch in this fucking, I can't touch a pen that someone else has touched. And if people touch pens and someone else picks up the other pen, then they can catch COVID off the pen, you know. So this dumb cunt was handing out pens to everybody who had to fill forms in. And so what's happened is, over time, she's gone through thousands of pens. Oh, take it with you, take it. Oh, you have a pen. No, oh, take it with you, take it with you. It's got COVID germs, you know. And so now they've got a sign on the door saying, please bring your own pen. Fuck, you know. And, you know. And I ran into another sort of COVID Nazi. And she was insisting, oh, you can't come into the shop unless you're double vaccinated and you've got a mask on and you do the QR code and you sign the fucking, you know, sign the bloody plague book, you know, I was here at such and such a time on such and such a date, signed, you know, name and address, you know, the contact tracing. And because I refused to go into all that shit, she just refused to let me in, you know. And today, now that all the fucking madness, some of it's just stopped, you know, because people were going to go, we're going to fucking kill you, Dan Andrews, you fucking cunt, you know. Like, you know. And, so, I went in there today, and there she was. And I just looked at her and I thought, I don't like this chick. I just looked at her just for a moment, just for like a fraction of a second, and I thought, God, no, don't like her. And on the way out, you know, I was sort of, you know, travelling up the footpath, and there goes, you know, this woman who I've had a fascination with, you know, just for a little while, and that she is a photographic clone of my mother. You know, she's like a fucking identical, you know. Except she's got old and stopped dyeing her hair, you know, and all this sort of shit, you know. And I just sort of looked across at her, you know, laughed to myself, you know, like, you know, you're fucking crazy, shit's not my problem, you know. And I got back home and I thought, well, you know, I could have said this, or I could have said that, I could have made some effort to make, to generate some sort of conversation with her and that, and I thought, she's too fucking crazy, you know, she's too fucked in the head, you know. And and so I vacillated for a couple of minutes here, you know, 1 or 2 minutes, and then back the other way, 1 or 2 minutes against, and then, you know, did that a few times, and then I thought, she's a fucking crazy, you know. She's so fucking dysfunctional and so fucked in the head, you know. She's insane, and it's really, really ugly, you know. And I thought, about the nicest and best thing you can do is just basically fucking ignore her, you know. You know, she's not, you know, you're not a fucking family counsellor, and she's not paying you for your time and expertise, you know. And, yeah, that was really good. I just washed my hands of the whole thing, you know. Just I sort of mentally disinfected my mind, saying there's no, you know, this woman is beyond hope and beyond help, you know. And just laughing at them, you know, just looking at them and laughing and just going, it's not my problem. Her nastiness and her shit's not my problem. Don't buy into it, you know. Enjoy life. shrug them off. So that was my day of romantic interludes, you know, or introludes. And I did come across a really nice brand of hot chili. They're sort of they're like Chizeros, or Kranskis or whatever, where they've got cheese in the middle, but they've got a fairly good sprinkling of cheese and hot chili. But, you know, being a little bit concerned about exactly what's in them in terms of the carbohydrate loading, you know, I did try to read the label, and these are these, you know, what is it with these fucking cunts that insist on putting the ingredients list and, you know, how much fat, salt, sugar, you know, carbohydrates, you know, all this sort of stuff in it. Why do they insist on using lettering that's like 1 millimetre high, you know? So I rang up the fucking supermarket and I got hold of one chicken. I said, look, you know, I think the product's good, but, you know, it's like sort of having, I don't know, this is a bit of a fucking acronym, but it's like having say a small Christmas card type envelope, you know, and then putting everything that could be written on it, you know, and cramming it all into, say, 1/4 of the space, you know, when you could have used a much larger font and you could have laid it out in a much bigger area. You know, so technically they're complying with the law of what, you know, labelling ingredients and stuff like that, but if you can't fucking read it, you know, don't jerk me off with this micro print shit, you know. So I, yeah. So I raised that with them. I said, you know, the product's good, but, you know, you need to be able to fucking just move away. You know. You need to be able to move away from the fonts, you know, because they're like, you know, under 1 millimeter, sort of 1 millimeter or slightly under high, you know. You know, even people who aren't old and have good eyes need a magnifying glass to fucking read it, you know. And that was, you know. And with the cat's veterinary bill, I overpaid that, you know. And then because it was taking a while to get a refund, I just went into the place to get, got the cash, you know. And that was good. So I paid for all my medicines and a bit of fuel, you know, that was good. Yeah, but what a good thing, you know. So, yeah. So, with all the bloody... Took a couple of good photos and designed an intelligence... Not an intelligence test, but to really think about details, Oh fuck, have a wash. Go back to bed. It's like, I don't know, it's 3 a.m. Got up at 3 a.m. Now it's 5 a.m. Make a coffee, you know. Have a nice big strong cup of coffee and go straight back to sleep. Alright, me town man, have a good night.
I was having a conversation with my friend. He was over there. I'm a former bass player, a former drummer in my band, but bass player extraordinaire. And he got an email from somebody who's like really sick, and they thought they felt like they were dying, and of COVID. And I said, well, send them an email, see if they're. It was a former girlfriend of his, you know, and she kind of wants him to bone her and get her pregnant or something like that. So, and I know for me, I wouldn't fuck a mask wearer. Like, I wouldn't fuck a vaccinated person. Because primarily, well, it's that sloughing problem is one thing. But basically, I just don't... I wouldn't fuck retards. I don't fuck retards. And so I said, well, ask her if she was vaccinated, right? And so he sent her a text, and he said, yes, she's triple vaccinated. And I said, okay, well... And she feels like she wrote, it feels like my bones are, I don't know, like burning or something like that. And I go, well, find out when the last like shot was, like, you know, the booster shot, right? Because that's like apparently the kill shot in many cases, right? So he sends her, and she says, oh, 4 weeks ago, and pray for me, she says, you know. And then we got talking, and he's really funny. He's like, yeah, you know, I was going to maybe bone her, but I don't know, no way, man. You know, these people are like, they're defective, like in every way now. They are I don't know how to describe it. They're sort of, let's put it this way. The blood and semen of the unvaxxed is going to command a high premium. I promise you. You know, when these fucking retards finally wake up that they've made a terrible mistake, they'll hunker down in denial. They'll double down in denial like all these people are doing now. But I think secretly you wouldn't want a blood transfusion from one of these. And you don't want any of their semen anywhere near you because it's tainted. They have tainted blood, tainted semen, tainted love. So I wouldn't fuck a vaccinated person, and I wouldn't fuck a mask wearer. I don't fuck retards. Yeah, there you go. Have a nice day.